Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
George sent me a fascinating case. He said, Steve, you like this one. It's from Michigan. Ellen Trackman wrote it for AboveTheLaw.com, and this one is a head-scratcher, as we say. She gave birth to her own children. Then a Michigan judge ruled her to be a surrogate. So Ellen Trackman wrote this, and she's a lawyer who's baffled as much as anyone else by this. A lot of surprising things happen when the use of assisted reproductive technology comes up against outdated family law doctrines. So there are a lot of unexpected cases that end up puzzling attorneys like Ellen Trackman. And here's the one that we're talking about now. Michigan residents, this is a couple of women in 2011, decided they wanted to have children together. Now, they're both women, so that could be a little difficult, but there's ways we can do this, right? They found a path to parenthood that allowed them each, as a same-sex female couple, to play special roles in the birth of their children. They conceived through reciprocal IVF, what's called a co-maternity arrangement, and those are some of the names for the procedures. Now, I'm not going to get heavily into the biology of this, but one of them underwent an egg retrieval procedure, and the eggs were fertilized in a fertility clinic with material from a donor, and the resulting embryos were transferred into the other woman, okay? The procedure was successful, and she gave birth to twins. So we got two for the price of one. At the time, the couple was not legally permitted to marry under Michigan law. Moreover, they knew that Michigan law would not permit both mothers to appear on the children's birth certificates. So in order to rectify this, the couple decided to give birth in Ohio, where they thought that both mothers could be named as parents on the birth certificates. However, we're not sure if that's the case, but it doesn't matter because that's not how it happened. The twins came early. I hate when that happens. The Ohio birth plan did not pan out, and the birth occurred in Michigan. The birthing mother, okay, so this is the mother who's giving birth, was listed on the birth certificates as the mother. The other woman, the other half of the couple, was not listed on the birth certificate at all. So I guess the couple, as kind of a nod to the other woman, gave the children the last name of the other woman. So on the birth certificate, one is mom, and she gave birth to them, and then the children carry the last name of the other woman, and so that's kind of like how they both get on the birth certificate. The couple raised the children together for several years, but split up in 2014. They continued to co-parent until 2016, and then one of them experienced serious medical issues, causing the other to take over primary care, parenting. In 2018, the couple was unable to resolve their custody problems, and so one of them filed suit. Now, the one who filed suit, okay, was not the one who gave birth. So it's the last name mother, okay? She filed suit. Things went a little crazy at this point. The Michigan trial court judge bizarrely ruled that the woman who gave birth was not a parent to the children. The judge determined that the woman who gave birth was only a surrogate under the Michigan's Surrogate Parenting Act. And that statute, by the way, prohibits the enforceability of surrogacy agreements and criminalizes compensated surrogacy, leaving Michigan as one of the only remaining states in the country to do so. And I did a video about that a while back, and there's a whole mess that comes up there. But here, a court is actually looking at the woman who gave birth, and she goes, "You're not the mother." The trial judge ordered that the mother merely had third-party standing, like a grandparent or a step-parent, which would require her to show by a clear and convincing standard that it was in the twins' best interest for her to have custody. After a six-day trial, the judge determined that the mother had not met that high bar and ordered that sole custody be awarded to the last name mother and ordered the actual mother's name to be removed from the twins' birth certificates. So you give birth to twins, you're on the birth certificate, and a judge goes, "You're not the mom. Sorry." It's not just that the court awards custody to one party or the other. The court also ruled that the mother who gave birth was not the mother. Once in a while, judges do occasionally overstep their bounds. Occasionally. So Ellen Trackman, who wrote this article, is an attorney that practices and writes about surrogacy on a daily basis. She says, I can assure you that these women's birth and parenting arrangement was in no way a form of surrogacy. She writes, thank goodness, not only for appellate courts, but for organizations that stepped in and took this case up and pushed it on appeal. Amicus briefs were filed on behalf of the actual mother by various professors, the ACLU, the Center for Genetics and Society, and so on. And the case then went to the Michigan Court of Appeals, who on April 1st, and this was not an April Fool's joke, she points out, unanimously reversed the trial court's decision. The appellate court found that the trial court had erred on numerous points. These included the determination that the mother was a surrogate, which, by the way, requires voluntary relinquishment of parentage by the surrogate as a necessary element of a surrogacy arrangement. So in other words, if it's a surrogate, the surrogate has to say, I'm giving up my child. She never said that. In fact, she said the exact opposite. So the appellate court also found a mistake in the trial court's determination that the term natural parent was limited to persons genetically related to the child. And this has to do with the IVF and all that stuff. But the appellate court's pointing out that, generally speaking, if you give birth, on some level, you're a mother. Call me crazy. Call them crazy. I don't know. One of the groups that got involved in this said, the Michigan Court of Appeals rightly found that genetics is not the only way to establish a parent-child relationship. There are many ways to form a family, and all families deserve equal respect under the law. We are grateful that our client and her twins are once again recognized as a family. The case highlights a couple of points that family law attorneys have been trying to make for years now. One, even though Michigan has plenty of positive things about it, its laws, particularly on surrogacy and family law, desperately need updating. That need is further demonstrated in another case in Michigan where a cancer survivor and her spouse are being forced to adopt their own child. Second, being named on a birth certificate is not enough for judicial recognition of a parent's legal relationship with his or her child. Hence, the advice from another attorney for all same-sex couples to get a court order recognizing their parent-child relationships. And this is ideally completed before your ex drags you to court in a custody dispute. So, again, Ellen Trackman points out that our nation is a vast patchwork of state and local laws, sometimes for the better. So just to summarize, and I have people say, Steve, you always repeat yourself. I'm summarizing. We're going to summarize here, okay? So the two women are a couple. They decide to have a child. They do it through the wonders of modern medicine and science, better living through science. And one of the women gives birth to twins. The birth certificate indicates she gave birth to twins. Under Michigan law, we recognize that she is, in fact, the mother. The couple then goes on their way. Somewhere down the road, they have a falling out. They get in a little bit of a dispute over who's going to raise the kids. And they go to court. And a court, after having a six-day trial, comes to the conclusion that the woman who gave birth is not the mother. Now, it's funny now because it's been straightened out by the courts. But imagine what you were going through if you were the mother who has a memory of giving birth and a judge saying, but you're not the mother. That is one of the most absurd rulings that I've ever heard of from a court. Now, I know people are going to say, Steve, you know, civil asset forfeiture, qualified immunity. Those are more law-type situations. It's not just one judge running against the grain of everybody else. That's, you know, that's a much bigger problem. I'm just talking about one judge making an insane ruling. And yeah, that's what you have here. So I don't know much more about the judge. I don't see the judge's name or the case or anything like that here. This is more of a summary of it. It's a wonderful summary by Ellen Trackman for AboveTheLaw.com. But the idea that a judge can look at a woman who gave birth and say, you're not the mother. Sorry, you're not the mother, is insanity. It's insanity. So there you go. She gave birth to her own children. Then a Michigan judge ruled her to be a surrogate. And more importantly, not the mother. Not the mother. So George, send it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Always write down the important stuff. Later, you can forget where you wrote it down.